This would be an unusual Cheryl Reeve show. Cheryl's coming off a little vacation. I am just starting a nice long weekend in New York. We'll talk about our respites here in a second. I want to catch up with Cheryl on the WNBA Finals. It was a pretty spectacular WNBA season. This is the Cheryl Reeve Show, part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. You can follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod. You can find all of our shows at TalkNorth.com. Also want to let you know, if you don't already know, Lindsay Whalen is going to sub in for Cheryl on our live show, October 26th, 7 p.m. at the Downtown Pizza Luce. I think Lindsay's going to bring a guest or two. We're going to have a lot of fun. And, let's start there, Cheryl. This is going to be a really interesting college basketball season. Final Four in Minneapolis, talking about having future Final Fours where the men and women are in the same city at the same time. Do you like that idea?
I do. And the reason why I like it is my experience with the Olympics and having men and women in the same place, you know, the same sport. So men's and women's basketball, I see the benefit for fans, certainly, because there are many schools that will be in the Final Four that oftentimes could be men and women both are there. But I also like the crossover of fans. I think creating that, you know, that interest to, you know, college athletics, you know, with a big booster group or, you know, it's a college town and fans, they want to enjoy both teams. They want to support both teams. And when it's in different cities, you find even administrators, you know, having to make choices. And, you know, unfortunately, what choice they end up making is being, you know, with the men's team. And so I like the idea a lot. I like the exposure for both teams. I like it for media. You know, media is going to be there. And so, you know, that a lot of times that's the excuse is not having, you know, the ability to attend. And now there's no excuses with that. And, you know, and then the other big thing is treating the men and women the same. And you know, in college athletics, that's a hot topic. And this is one way to do that. I saw the benefit from the Olympics, you know, how the USAB men's team, national team, how they conduct their business. We had a chance to, I was there in 2016. It was there in 2020, have a chance to be around it. When the men are there, the treatment for the women is considerably better. And so of course, I like the idea of raising the bar for women.
Yeah. They ain't going to have a crappy little weight room for women if they're at the same venue in the same site as the men. They will be forced to treat them equally. At least I hope so.
Well, you know, what they'll do, and this would be a caution, what they'll do is they'll provide a facility that's in closer proximity to the men. And the women, they'll be told they have access to it. And so I would, if I were on a committee, I would make sure that, you know, if you're going to do this, it's almost like our facility at Mayo Clinic Square, our practice facility. The University of Minnesota men's and women's basketball teams, they each have their own floor in that practice facility, and it's exactly the same. The layout is exactly the same. The resources facility, the access to. I think if you do something like this where, let's just say, for example, it was here in Minneapolis, the Final Four for both teams, or for both both men and women, you know, you'd have to be sure that it's not, you know, set up where this is really the men's and we'll say that the women have access, but you really, it's not the same when it's not yours. When it's a little more borrowed, it does feel different. And I want to make sure, I would want to make sure if I was on a committee that does not happen.
Yeah, I hope people in charge will make sure that happens. We'll keep an eye on that. I want to thank our sponsors, Pizza Luce Downtown and Pizza Luce in general. They are hiring and giving bonuses to people they hire. You know that they have great food and they're a great place to hang out. We appreciate them hosting our baseball show out in Eden Prairie as well. We also want to thank Rudy Luther Toyota, All Energy Solar, allenergysolar.com, my realtor, Cara Quinn, and Successful Marketing Group. So give me your thoughts on the WNBA Finals. I thought it was great stuff. I loved the fact that it was kind of Parker and Taurasi and a bunch of all-time greats going at each other. What were your thoughts?
Well, I understood the, you know, the draw. You know, like what you just said, I mean, you know, TV loved it, right? To have some of these mm-hmm. big names, historically big names, and some of the, you know, the top 25 at 25, one of them greatest of all time, voted greatest of all time in Diana Taurasi. You know, of course, that makes for, you know, great interest, great eyes on it. You know, Phoenix got to, kind of playing well at the right time. As you see with the playoffs, I thought it happened with Phoenix, who survived a tough game with New York in their first the single elimination game. They started playing better and better, and really it's always about matchups. And I thought that when I saw that Phoenix got through, to play Vegas, I had an uh-oh moment for Vegas, because their style defensively lends towards Taurasi being able to get shots off in her sweet zones. And then, they paid a lot of attention to Griner, and Taurasi had a tremendous, tremendous series. And I thought the biggest difference for Phoenix as they moved to the Chicago series in the finals, Chicago's defense was physically more aggressive on someone like Taurasi, and even on Griner. And I thought that they, the hedging of their ball screens, they were really, Chicago was really, really good defensively. The single biggest difference between their past teams that were very good offensively. I know there was a lot of talk about just adding Parker and poof, you're a WNBA champion. And while that might be true, as good as Candace is, I believe the biggest difference was their defense. They all season long, they were considerably better. Now they didn't defend the paint great. When we played them, we scored 100 and some points on them. It was all points in the paint. They improved. And that's the thing I give James credit for, is whenever he sort of sensed, something they weren't great at, the next time you saw them, they were better. And so they put it all together. I mean, offensively, they're a handful. Everyone they put on the floor, Kalia Copper turned it up a notch and became a star in these playoffs and MVP of the finals. That was really fun to watch. Just a great series. A lot of great storylines, some intrigue, and I've always said this, that, when you play somebody in a series, Chicago and Phoenix now, for the coming years, we'll be going at it. Anytime you have the ups and downs of that series and there's some drama, et cetera, that came from it. Now that's a really compelling, and I hope that ESPN recognizes that, and those games in the coming season will be on TV, just like it was for Minnesota and LA in those couple seasons, that even now the regular season games have great appeal to fans.
And we got the full Taurasi experience too. She was great, and sometimes she wasn't great, and sometimes she was a great person to, for media and interviews, and sometimes she's breaking doors and not wanting to talk. We got all the Diana stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, that's the, I guess maybe, people don't realize when you have someone that's so passionate and competitive, it works both ways. And I think certainly through the years as we've competed against Taurasi and Phoenix, we learned well those spaces where we could put her in that competitive place where she's frustrated, but not pissed off and getting ready to hit the next 10 shots on you. you learn those things as time wears on. And I thought, if you look at our games this year, I thought even in the first game where Taurasi hit the final shot, all the, the game, the 39 minutes and, 53 seconds prior to that, we were really good. She just happened to get an outlet and got something in transition on us and made a hard shot to win the game. But really all three games, we defended her well. So I think we understand, what has to happen. And then I think for some people, like a Jackie Young, who's actually really quiet. So in that Vegas series, Taurasi kind of created maybe something that she needed to, kind of propel herself. We've seen it before. Jasmine Thomas in the Connecticut Sun single elimination game, where Jazz is being competitive and turned around and, kind of clapped in Taurasi's direction. And, just things like that you just don't do. and so you won't see our players doing that. We've gained a lot of knowledge along the way. I have an appreciation. I'm not going to lie. I have an appreciation for the competitive fire, that does lead to, breaking of things. I don't have a problem with those things. The level of investment, that comes from Diana Taurasi is unmatched. And, I don't see that as a negative. I know that others probably do, but I'm, I break things too. So maybe that's why I have an appreciation for it.
I love the fact that she cared so much she broke a door. And I love that the Chicago Sky trolled her for it and brought the door. I loved all of it.
Yeah, I know everybody likes that, you know, that's the generation, or that's the society we live in today, you know, that kind of I don't know what the right word is, you know, I guess trolling is probably the right
Oh,
word,
that's fine.
you know.
Yes.
And but then also the shirt, you know, the shirt that the t-shirt that sold out of Kalia Copper and Sophie Cunningham's interaction that I thought was entirely the official's fault.
Right.
You know, be so that, you know, that kind of led to, you know, some great drama as well. That led to, you know, Taurasi kind of, you know, pushing an official to get the official off of Sophie, and she claimed she didn't know it was an official, which was really comical. But she's got a great sense of humor. Yeah, that led to her being fined, and so yeah, I mean, it was a great, you know, I had a hard time early in the playoffs, you know, tuning in. I'm such a great fan of the game, but I had a hard time this year, just the way we ended, kind of getting back into it. And then I kind of forced myself, with the finals. You know, I was asked to do a little bit of analysis, so I thought I better watch. And then I kind of got into it. I was into, you know, each game, and I wanted it to go to five games. I didn't care who won, but wanted it to go to five games. And, you know, I thought James did a hell of a job. And you know, was thrilled for him, you know, to experience it. He said, "Yeah, I thought about you for a second at the end. I thought, oh, this is how she feels when you're the lone team standing, because there's only one team happy at the end of the season, and he got to feel that." And I thought Chicago. The other big thing is I thought that Chicago turned out great for the finals. You know, that's a team that, you know, has struggled through the years with their attendance and kind of finding their footing. I hope this, you know, that they can grab a hold of this, and this catapults them into a place financially that they can do consistently better from a revenue standpoint. I thought their celebration, if you look at through the years, these are all good signs for our league. If you look at through the years when a team would win a championship, you know, we've been a team that's been able to have a parade. And we know that our fans are going to turn out for us, and we're strategic in that parade in terms of timing, route, you know, et cetera, how long it is. And, you know, we culminate back at the Target Center, you know, a place like Chicago. You know, I thought they did a hell of a job pulling that off, getting a great turnout, and they showed up for the celebration. Obviously, Chance the Rapper was very involved in all of their games and the celebration. Those were really good signs. Those are subtle things that you go, okay, this is really good. We're really getting there. Because there have been times in the past where a team's not been able to have a parade or a celebration to that magnitude. I mean, I go back to 2006, 2008 in Detroit. You know, there was no thought of a parade because you're not going to get people to come out. And even the celebration, you know, in one spot at a certain time. You know, was a bit challenging to get enough people there. That was incredible. Like you said, it was an incredible WNBA season. You know, there were six teams that were legitimately capable of winning. We thought we were one of those teams. We had to be healthy. I will admit that without Leja and without Dantas, we weren't our full selves. We needed that. And, you know, teams that have that, you know, Candace Parker went through her injuries, quickly got off to a slow start. Chicago Sky were a really good team. They were not a 500 team, and they finally got it together and at the right time, and you know, they deserve to be the champs.
And we were you and I were talking about it even before you played them. That was a tough draw, and I would love to see, you know, it replayed with Clarendon healthy, see what happened, but you don't get to do that in sports. So you gotta play with what you got at the moment. Hey, let's thank our sponsors really quickly. Again, Pizza Luce downtown, October 26th, 7 p.m. Lindsay Whalen and Company. Come on out. You might even want to reserve a table just to make sure you get one. It's a decent space, but it does fill up pretty quickly. I want to thank Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
Also, I'd like to tell you that hey, as a home improvement project, solar energy can start paying for itself the moment the system is powered up. You can pay back 100% of the installation costs within 8 years, plus a system from All Energy Solar can even pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime, and you can save even more if you install by the end of the year with 2021 solar incentives. Learn how you can make the switch this summer at allenergysolar.com. Also, to tell you about Cara Quinn, you know, she always posts really cool things at Vibe Realty or at Cara Quinn Realtor, and I'm on her email list because she's helping us with a house sale and a house purchase right now. And her latest post is about, you know, October and Halloween. And she points out something that my wife and I are very aware of, which is that there are a lot of haunted houses in St. Paul. My wife and I love reading about and visiting these kinds of places. And Cara can tell you exactly where to go. And of course, guess what? She can find you the best house to buy. She can help you with your sale. And it's absolutely, it's no pressure. And it's all the local knowledge you could ever need. CaraQuinnRealtor.com or Cara Quinn at Vibe Realty. We would also like to thank SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com. That's Lori Ramsey's operation, perfect for medium and small sized businesses that need a personal local touch. Someone who will fight for you, Lori Ramsey will do that. It's funny, Cheryl, I had a bunch of questions written down. I think you just nailed all of them there. You know, I was going to ask you about James Wade, Chicago, and all that. I'll also say that, you know, no league should ever, you never want a league to shade toward major markets. Baseball doesn't, I think, to its own detriment. But I do think it's good when it just so happens that a market like Chicago sees the sky win because, you know, let's face it, Chicago winning this year meant that a lot of major national outlets, Chicago Sun, Chicago Tribune, WGN, a lot of people who don't cover the sky on a regular basis were forced to go out and cover it. And a lot of people who were kind of casual, you know, jump on whatever bandwagon is available type sports fans had to look and go, okay, am I going to, you know, I'm rooting for the mediocre Bears and the mediocre Bulls and the mediocre, what, you know, Cubs. And here's a championship team in my town and they're having a parade. I think that's all really good for the league.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, those outlets were, you know, their coverage was non-existent largely through the season. And they don't do a good job. And so, yes, it was nice to, you know, like you said, whether it's forced or whatever, but there, you know, you get a lot of eyes on. Winning at home was one of, like, when I think about our championship runs, we won on the road in 2011 and 2013. 2015 was the first time we won at home. And Lindsay yeah. Whalen and I talked about this, that things sort of changed here locally. You know, when it was on the road, it was like people knew that we did it, but, you know, they really couldn't be there in arena and celebrate it. And then in 2015, as you know, I mean, with, you know, the number of fans that we have in Target Center, it was between 2015 and 2017. It just catapulted us to a different place. You know, Lindsay Whalen is obviously, you know, recognizable in the town, but even that went to a different level, you know, being able to, you know, everywhere you go, and it's, you know, it happens still today. I just think it moved us to a different space that more people knew about it and are interested in it. And you know, I don't go anywhere without someone saying, hey, coach, you know, like, it just took it to another level. And you know, like you said, the coverage was a big reason why. And I think how compelling, you know, the series was for LA and Minnesota also, I think, helped the league as a whole. You know, I think it catapulted the league as well. And you know, we're really in a good space as a league. And I'm looking forward to, you know, some changes to the playoff format that I think will be really healthy. I'm looking forward to ESPN's greater commitment in terms of, you know, distribution, putting us on more during the regular season. They do, you know, a decent job in the playoffs. We're on all the time. Sure, would like to see more coverage around the games, leading into the game itself, post-game coverage. Those are all the things that are next for us. And ratings were the best since our series in 2017. So a lot of great indicators for what's next. And like you said, a Chicago market, you know, that was really big for them.
Yeah, let's get a final thought from Cheryl. We'll be talking to Cheryl again in 2 weeks. Again, next week we're going to have Lindsay Whalen at Pizza Luce. October 26th, 7 p.m. Come on out. We do appreciate it. And just a reminder, you can find all of our shows at TalkNorth.com. We have tons of sports content. I think the best sports analysts in town from top to bottom. Tons of outdoor content, specialty content. We hope to be adding a couple big names here in the next month or so. We appreciate everyone who listens to TalkNorth.com and has helped us get to this place. Cheryl, how about a final thought on whatever you like?
Yeah, I was just going to say I'm looking forward to seeing or hearing, I should say, Lindsay Whalen's hosting of the Cheryl Reeve Show next week at Pizza Luce. I'm really appreciative that Lindsay stepped in for me, and I'm really excited for our fans to get over there and see Lindsay. And you know, she was at a number of games, you know, in, you know, seats close enough that I was really tempted to put her in, you know, and you know, I think she'll have some interesting perspectives about our team, as well as getting a chance to hear about the coming season for the Gophers, which I'm really excited about.
I'll also say I didn't get a chance to talk to Lindsay when she was at your last game, but I saw her a little bit on the sideline. She looked ticked off. She looked like she wanted to get in the game.
Yeah, she was right to be ticked off. that being said, you know, obviously we're critical of ourselves, and you know, that being said, you know, we did lose to a team that was quite good, and we weren't quite our full self. But as competitive as Whalen is, there's no question she probably felt that.
I didn't mean it in any terrible way. I think the competitive juices were still in evidence there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.